You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is Friday, and normally on Fridays I have a longer show, at least an hour or more. But today because of I'm under the weather. I've had a cold and an eye infection that fortunately is going away. I'm almost fully recovered, but I still have the effects. So I decided to make this show rather short, and probably Monday or Tuesday of next week when we have more information on the breaking news story, I'll give you a full solid hour on the subject. Probably Monday, maybe Tuesday. What's breaking news today is the votes in Congress regarding fast-track authority let me explain what fast-track authority is. In the past, presidents have been given the authority to negotiate trade agreements, and they have, and we have a number of them. President Obama does not have that authority and wants that authority. Now, here's the problem. I don't trust President Obama at all. As far as I'm concerned right now, he's a lame duck. There's no reason to give President Obama fast track authority, period. The Republicans simply should not vote for it and wait to the results of the next election are in. Now, why do I say that? And why are they pushing? Why the Republican Party pushing fast track authority? And the Democrats are opposing it. They're opposing their own president. Now, if the agreement was strictly limited to trade and improving trade, getting rid of barriers to free trade, I would be all for it. By education and experience, I'm an economist. And for many, many years, including now, I'm a free trader. There are some in the Republican Party that aren't for free trade. I'm willing to listen to their arguments, but one of the problems they have is usually when you have these agreements negotiate, what ultimately happens? You have imports into this country that are significantly cheaper than goods produced in the United States. So overall, who benefits is the American consumer. Who loses? Workers in the industry that are no longer competitive. That's the idea behind comparative advantage. Every country has a comparative advantage in producing and exporting certain goods. They're the low-cost producer. Why other countries can manufacture goods? The United States could, for all practical purposes, manufacture almost any good. But it doesn't make sense to do it because when you're faced with global competition in the marketplace, there are other countries that simply can make goods a lot cheaper. So what happens is nations over time, as these free trade agreements are negotiated, both parties benefit. The United States benefits and its consumers benefits by significantly lower prices. And you see that when you go shopping today. And yes, many of the goods are produced in China. Not all of them. There's other countries. And who wins? The American consumer wins. And what happens is American industry has to specialize in those goods that it has a comparative advantage in and produce them. That, in a few sentences, is the case for free trade. The overwhelming majority of American consumers benefit. However, a few workers, a few could be thousands, will be hurt because they're going to have to find a job in another industry, in another area, because the companies that are producing goods at much higher prices can no longer compete in the marketplace. Now, what you need to understand, and I'm not going to get much into the history, but for many, many decades, the Republican Party were for high tariffs. They were the high tariff political party, and they were protecting U.S. manufacturers, mainly in the Northeast, And that made the goods produced in the United States quite expensive relative to goods, for example, produced from Europe and other countries. Now, the reason that they were for high tariffs is tariffs were the main source of revenue for the federal government, but it also protected the people that were supporting their political campaigns, namely manufacturers that produced high-cost goods that really could not compete with the exports from other countries that were being imported into the United States. Now, that's changed. Now, the Republican Party is very much the party of free trade, and there are other means to fund the federal government, namely the progressive income tax. That is really a real short history. So you might think I'm all for the free trade bills that are currently in Congress and for granting fast-track authority to Barack Obama. Well, I'm not. Point one is I simply do not trust Barack Obama, and I wouldn't give him the authority to do anything. But that's what Congress is doing. They're in a rush to get this passed. I say wait. Wait until the presidency is controlled by the Republican Party. Now, for new listeners to this show, I'm not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. My political philosophy is one of classical liberalism, sometimes referred to as being a libertarian. I'm for much smaller government, limited government. And by much smaller, I mean the federal government could easily be cut in half. It will never be cut in half as long as you have both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in power. Both parties are for big government, expanding the size and the scope of the federal government. They're also for intervening both in the domestic economy as well as abroad in foreign affairs. One way to spot someone that's for big government, they're very much for intervention on a whole range of economic, political, and military issues. They're interveners. They want the government to intervene. Now, I woke up this morning. Actually, I woke up very early, but then went back to bed because I'm not feeling well. I'm trying to get over an ear infection it's almost over, but I still have that lasting effects. And it's also affected one of my eyes. So to make a long story short, I needed to catch up on my rest, and I did. I was fully intending to come in early because I had some work to do, but couldn't do it. So this is going to be a short show that I will continue next week, either Monday or Tuesday. But I woke up, and I was listening to a call-in to the Rush Limbaugh show, and he has a guest host because Limbaugh is on vacation or a trip. I don't know where he is. And the caller was trying to make this case. Well, if the Democratic Party, including Nancy Pelosi and Senator Elizabeth Warren, are against these trade bills and giving the president fast-track authority, and because, for example, Paul Ryan is for it, then Republicans and the people should be for this fast-track authority be given to Barack Obama to negotiate free trade agreements. Not so fast. If both parties are big government parties, I wouldn't give either party the authority to do anything because they are going to double cross the American people, and they're in the process of double crossing the American people. I'm a long-term free trader. I believe in the benefits of free trade and encourage it, and would be in favor either bilateral or multilateral agreements between the United States and either one country or a number of countries, actually nations is more accurate, or nation, I should say states, governments of other nations, that brings down both any tariff barriers that are left as well as any so-called non-tariff barriers. I'm all for that. And yes, that requires negotiations between the United States and either one or more governments. And in the past, presidents have been given fast-track authority and have negotiated trade agreements. And generally, I'm for that. Not necessarily every details of those agreements, but in general, I'm for that. Because overall, the American people, the American consumer benefits by significantly lower prices for a whole range of goods and services. And you can see that, for example, if you go into, let's say, a Walmart store. I'm literally about a mile away from a Walmart store. And many of those goods are produced in foreign countries. A lot of them from China, but certainly not all of them. So overall, the American people benefit from free trade. However, and I'll be the first one to say it, certain companies, usually your high-cost producers and the people that work for those companies, are going to be hurt or disadvantaged from free trade. In other words, their workers are going to have to find jobs in other industries with other companies that are competitive. That's the nature of competition. I'm all for competition. Now, why would I not grant at all and vote against this fast-track authority to the president and would not vote for these bills? And there's actually three or four of them, depending on how you're counting. And I'm not going to get bogged down in the details. This is sort of an overview and really an introduction. First, I don't trust Barack Obama. He's a lame duck president, and we can wait. There's no rush to get a deal through, especially when these agreements go beyond dealing with just trade. Here's the problem, secrecy. And once you see secrecy, smell a rat. They're hiding something from the American people that they don't want you to know about. Because if you knew about it, you'd be screaming and hollering. So the Republican Party, together with the president, are trying to sneak something through. The question is what it is. And the problem I have and other commentators is the game they're playing is why some of this they can read in a basement, can't take pictures, can't take notes. Other parts are completely secret. We don't know the details. And that is just an incentive for Republicans and Democrats to screw the American people. There's no reason why, in general terms, what is in all of these bills in terms of their impact on trade are not revealed. Another, the word you're going to hear is transparency. The American people have a right to know because they're going to be impacted, maybe favorably, and I'm willing to concede probably a lot of what are in these trade bills that are still being negotiated, I would be in favor of. But you see, that's why they've put what I would call the stuff that stinks in the bill, because it puts people that are for free trade in a very awkward position, because they would be for free trade. They see the benefits of a large portion of the bills if they bother to take the time or their staff takes the time to go over it. But there are also details that Congress does not want the American people to know about, especially before and during the process of approving it. That's why I would never give Barack Obama any authority to do this. What's interesting in looking at the videos, remember Pelosi made the statement, well, we're going to have to pass the bill before you know what's in it. The same people that are saying that are now saying is, well, we can't pass the trade bill until we know what's in it. They've sort of changed their tune on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, it's the other way around. When Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act was being debated in Congress, the Republicans were making the point, we really need to know what's in it. And because it was a 2,000-page bill that was very complicated, you need a lot of time to figure that out. That bill was rushed. Now, the same folks are saying, well, it has to be secret because we're in negotiations with other countries, blah, 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 blah. I smell a rat. And where is the rat? It's in the immigration area. Even though there have been statements that this agreement in no way will impact immigration, apparently that's not the case. Buried in several sections of a part of these four bills gives the authority to President Obama to change immigration policy. There's only one problem with that. Only Congress can do that by law. And so you can see where this goes. Now, the bill, assuming they get it passed, and that's still up in the air, Republicans are fully behind this, with a few exceptions. The Democrats largely are against it. I normally never agree with what the Democrats want, but I'm also suspicious of what the Republicans are doing. Why? There are several Republicans, largely in the leadership, that want open borders, that want more and more illegal immigrants to come to this country, as well as more and more legal immigrants. One area is the so-called H-1B visas, and these are largely given to so-called highly educated people that we supposedly have a shortage of in the United States. I don't agree with that. But there are senators that want to increase the limits. For example, Senator Cruz by a factor of five. There are others that want to increase legal immigration from 1 million to 2 million and over time to 3 million. You can't just look at their positions on illegal immigration. Because all the Republicans will say, I'm for securing the border. Note they say nothing about enforcing the law inside the United States, where employers are hiring illegal aliens. And they are. They're working on this campus. They're working all over Dallas, and they're working all over Texas. Largely because starting with President Bush, and also when Governor Rick Perry was governor, Texas, as well as the United States, was invaded by tens of millions of illegal aliens. Now, they weren't all coming from Mexico or across the U.S.-Mexican border. Many of them were flying in on visas, student visas, businessman visas, tourist visas, and the people, after the visa ran out, stayed. And there have been various estimates, but anywhere from 30 to 50% of the problem are people overstaying their visas. So one of the games that the Republican Party is trying to play and fool the American people, we're for comprehensive immigration reform. We've heard that from Bush, and that got voted down. And they're trying it again, folks. They never give up. They never give up, and you have to watch them like a hawk, both political parties. What they're trying to do is increase the number of legal immigrants into this country. And most people aren't aware, over a million come here each year. Most Americans don't want a million immigrants legally to come here each year. Most are fine with several hundred thousand, but they're not fine with a million or more. And it has been a million or more. There's been no outcry by the American people. Because legal immigrants, just as much as illegal immigrants, compete with the American worker. And it's not 11 or 12 million illegals, it's 30 to 50 million illegals, plus every year a million and plus more legal immigrants. And now the Republicans, not all of them, but a lot of them, want to increase it to 2 and then 3 million. And they want to also increase the H-1B visas to where it's over 300, 400, 500%, depending on who you're talking to hundreds of thousands. They claim there's a shortage of American citizens that don't have the engineering skills, the mathematical skills, the programming skills. That's nonsense. What the large corporations are doing is compelling their own employees to train foreign workers that are here on H-1B visas, and then they're laying them off. The most recent case is of Disney. But Disney is just one of many that are doing this. There's not a shortage of highly skilled workers. There's abundance of them. What large corporations are doing is trying to get cheap foreign labor. It's that simple, and I'm against it. I'm for the enforcement of immigration law, and now I'm taking a very hard line. I think we should get rid of this racket, and it is a racket, of H-1B visas. Put on notice, corporate America, hire American workers, and stop trying and firing your own people. I thought you were Americans first. Apparently, they're not. Will that happen? No. You know why it won't happen? The executives, the owners, the founders of these corporations make massive campaign contributions both to the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So what is happening is they're using the fast-tracked authority to negotiate these various trade agreements, and there are actually four of them, to sneak in and give the president authority to change immigration policy. I say we stop it in its tracks and vote the bastards out of office, because they really don't care about the American worker or the American people. And that's why they're doing this in secret, because once it's exposed, the American people are going to be mad, and they should vote these people out, senators, representatives, and any presidential candidate that's running. Ted Cruz was on my short list. I had reservations about him, in particular in the immigration area. I'm taking him off my short list. My problem is I have two left, and I still have reservations about them regarding immigration. So I'm going to be looking at them closely. So should you, because immigration should be one of the top issues. We have three: jobs, national security, and immigration. There are others, but that's what the American people are concerned about, and candidates have to address it. Also, the fact that we have a government that's simply out of control in spending and is simply disregarding the will of the American people. Have a great weekend, and now America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.